Greetings. I'm Bill Clatkin. I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Brandy Neeland, who's Director of Consumer Assistance for the Maryland Office of People's Counsel. And Brandy's here to give us a lot of very, very helpful and useful information about how we can save money and things to look out for and some information about tax credits. So, Brandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate it.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Maryland Office of People's Counsel?
Absolutely. So a lot of people don't know about us. And what we do is, well, we're actually a state agency, but we're independent. And we represent the interest of your Maryland residential utility users. So that's going to include your gas, your electric, and private water companies. And when I say that, think BG&E mostly. And our office is actually made up almost entirely of attorneys, and we act as the Maryland consumer's voice in litigation with the utility companies. So kind of like, what does that mean, right? Because why are we doing that? Let's say a utility company, let's say BG, wants to raise your rates that it's charging you, or they want to do a project. Well, they just can't do that. They actually have to get permission from a place called the Public Service Commission, which is an entity that sort of like sets the rules for the utilities. Uh-huh. And BGE has to say, you know, why they want to raise the rates, why it's, you know, why it makes sense. And they send their lawyers to do that, to present a case. Well, when BGE's lawyers show up, your lawyers, OPC, we show up. And we represent your best interest, the consumers. So then we kind of go on and present why or why not the utilities should be able to raise your rates. So that's sort of generally what we do. So honestly, our office is ultimately a consumer protection agency in a way. Yeah. And it's led by the People's Counsel, David Lapp. And our office is pretty much here to protect residential consumers in Maryland, their best interests as it relates to basically reliability and cost of utilities.
That's great. That's great. Thank you. How long have you been around?
Gosh, we actually have been around since 1924.
Wow.
Excuse me. It's actually the oldest office of its kind in the U.S. Now, because it's a state agency, funding for OPC is included in the state budget proposed by the governor and approved by the General Assembly, but the state's general fund is fully reimbursed for OPC's expenses from the revenue collected from a thing called the Public Utility Regulation Fund. But those revenues are actually collected from the regulated utility companies and licensed energy suppliers, so from BGE, SMECO, PEPCO, those sort of guys. So it's actually all kind of funded back by utility company.
Right. Neat. How can someone find out more information?
So you can contact us in a lot of different ways. You can go on our website, which is opc.maryland.gov. I highly recommend that if you go on our website, you sign up for our newsletter. We try not to spam anybody. We send out about one a month, two or three, if you sign up for, you know, one of the options for low-income programs. But you can also email us, which is on the website. You could call us, 410-767-8150, or you can connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Nextdoor.
Legal representation. You mentioned that you represent the consumer. Does that mean that you're always trying to get the rates down?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So we're trying to get the rates to the level of which it is most effective, safe, and reliable. We don't want rates to be too low and then, you know, things be dangerous or something like that. So we're trying to get it at the best possible cost for folks. And, you know, I'm glad you bring up, you know, legal representation. Sometimes people think that we represent individuals, and we don't. You know, we kind of just represent the entirety of the state all at one time. However, we do have a unit, and I actually head it, the Consumer Assistance Unit. It's me and my colleague, Pauline Wiley, and we work one-on-one with folks. So while you can't really so much access some of the stuff that we do in front of the Public Service Commission, although you can watch it, you can tell us, you know, what you're thinking, your thoughts, but if you're really needing someone to talk to you one-on-one, that also exists. We help folks negotiate or advocate on their behalf if they're feeling like, you know, the utility isn't responding to me, or there's a really complicated situation going on and you're not getting the resolution you want. One we had, I think, a day or two ago, you know, can they put that new electric pole on my property when I don't want it? That's a question we can answer. We also work with folks to kind of untangle complicated billing issues. So, like, what happens when there's an unpaid bill when someone moves out of the house and you move in and there's, like, this bill hanging there? You know, whose responsibility is that? Or what I had today is someone thinking that they were being kind of overcharged. We also work one-on-one with kind of folks who might be a little more vulnerable, more medical issues or low income when they're falling behind on their utility bills. Now, we don't pay those bills, but getting help to pay those bills, like through some of the programs that exist out there, could be complicated. And sometimes we can walk people through that. So those are some things that people can actually connect one-on-one with our unit about.
That's really helpful. That's really helpful. And I know that part of what you do is educating the public, like us right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So if there's a community group, or if you're a part of an organization that like wants to learn more about, you know, what OPC does, how to get involved, or on any type of really a lot of the utility topics out there, you know, how do I get help with my bill? Are there any discounts available? We are more than happy to come out and speak to that group. You just need to kind of reach out and contact us.
Okay. And they would go on opc.maryland.gov or
416-767-8150. Perfect.
Great. What should our listeners watch out for right now? What's the current status of the security?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. There's actually, I was hoping you wouldn't. I have a couple of things I want to make sure to touch on. There's three, actually. I want to talk about checking your bill and weatherization programs. I want to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act tax credits that are so important right now. And I want to talk about medical certification forms. So first, in terms of checking your bill, I just, you know, I used to be a set it and forget it type of person where I would just kind of connect my card to my BGE account and never look at it.
Right.
I strongly suggest you always review your bill. You never know what could crop up on there. So make sure to be checking your bill, weatherizing your home, and honestly developing a plan to conserve energy where you can. It's going to be a colder winter than it was last year. So you're going to see higher, you know, your bill is going to be higher. Now, right now, this month, gas prices are still a little low, but it's going to remain volatile. There's no way to tell in this moment. But I will say that if you find yourself behind, I encourage folks to apply for assistance from a place called the Office of Home Energy Programs, OHEP, NEEP, Energy Assistance, kind of all the same name. Those are kind of what it goes by. And especially because this is really exciting news, in October of this year, they just expanded the income guidelines. So a lot more people are eligible, and you do not need a turnoff notice to apply. An example, just so if there's a family of three, your gross income for the past 30 days has to be $5,730 or less. There's a lot of people that qualify. And like I said, you do not need a turnoff notice. You don't even need to be behind. You just need to be income eligible. So you can either go online and just, I would just say Google OHEP. It's kind of a long address. You can also get a paper application or find your local office. You can do that by calling 1-800-332-6347. So that would be if you're getting behind on your bill, or even if you're not, if you're income eligible, check it out. Secondly, weatherize your home if you can. There's actually a ton of free and low-cost programs that help folks with repairs and upgrades to your home. Now, these programs can significantly reduce energy use throughout the year, which give you a more comfortable home, lower your monthly power bills, and a lot of cases can improve the air quality and health of your home. Now, there's two main places that I would check for these types of programs. So I'm going to give you two options here. One, especially if you're a renter, call your utility and and chat with them about a free home energy checkup. Now, BGE, I've actually done this myself. You call and I say, I want a free home energy audit. They'll come in, they'll schedule a time, they'll come in, they'll do a walkthrough through your home, and they'll point out things to you like air leakage and ventilation problems. And many times, I mean, they gave some to me, they give you a bunch of free items, nothing huge, but like your light bulbs, your water heater pipe insulation, power strips, shower heads. And they also might get you connected to a program called Empower, which gives you just something like larger appliances. Now, I keep saying that this is free, and it is, but you already pay for this. If you look at your bill, there's a line that says Empower on it, and that pays for these home checkups. So I say free, but you are already paying for them, so you should take advantage of it.
Right.
Now, the second thing, and this is a little bit bigger and probably better suited for people who own their home, it's through the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, DHCD is what they call it. Now, they offer programs that are going to provide things with, like, bigger things. So insulation in your attic, hot water replacement systems or improvements, heating or cooling repair or replacement. So, like, maybe your boiler went up or something. This is a program to call. Furnace cleaning and tuning, and a lot of other kind of health and safety enhancements that are either low cost or free of charge. Now, these services are based on your income, so I can't really give you any sense because the range is pretty wide. And so if you're thinking that you need any of these things, it cannot hurt to call and just ask because they're going to screen you for like a wide variety of stuff. So the number to call for DHCD for the kind of the bigger stuff is 855-583-8976. Now, the first one, that you just call your local utility for those littler upgrades. And that's, again, I say completely free, but you are paying for it. But generally speaking, otherwise is free. The bigger stuff could be low cost or free. So I would definitely encourage folks to check those out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and the great thing is that there's no income limits for that.
Right.
Literally, you are already paying for it, and anybody can get it.
Yep.
So I encourage everybody to do so.
I guess the BGD would be 410-685-0123.
Yes, I think that's right off the top of my head. But, yes, I would give a call over to BGE. Just ask for a free home energy audit. I think a lot of folks have heard about the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
It's, you know, billions of dollars that are out there, and it covers a lot of different stuff. But it also includes energy efficiency, clean energy transition, stuff like that. If you made any energy efficiency upgrades to your home this year, like 2023, you might qualify for tax credits. And I have to say, I'm not a tax credit professional. I'm not a tax professional, so you want to talk to your tax professional about this. But if you bought anything, and I'm going to list some stuff, you should mention it. So there's two big tax credits. One is called the Residential Clean Energy Tax Credit, and it's up to 30% off eligible projects. Those could include solar panels, solar water heaters, fuel cell property expenditures, small wind turbines, geothermal heat pumps, battery storage systems, any of those things. So if you installed solar panels this year and you already didn't get a 30% off tax credit, you might want to talk to somebody. Now, I think the one that a lot more people might tap into is this other tax credit, and it's called the Energy Efficiency Home Energy Tax Credit. Now, this is worth up to $3,200, and it could be 30%, up to 30% of the cost of, you have to, you know, specific energy efficiency home improvements of up to $1,200, and up to $2,000 for a heat pump water heater, or a biomass stove. So homeowners can claim up to $2,000 for a heat pump, like I said, heat pump water heater, or biomass stove. Then the upgrade costs that are eligible for the, are eligible for the credit can include the equipment, the installation, and the labor cost. So if you got a heat pump this year, you might be able to get $2,000 in a tax credit. Now, you can also claim up to $1,200 for other weatherization things that you did. That could be up to $150 for a home energy audit if you didn't go through, like, BGE, $250 for a new door, like if you replaced your front door, you could possibly get a tax credit for that, $600 for new exterior windows or skylights, $1,200 for insulation, like I really need to put some blow in my attic, but that would have worked, $600 for an upgraded electrical panel and heating cooling, for heating or cooling. So there's lots of things that are possible. So if you made any energy upgrades this year, when you're getting your taxes done, ask, mention it. It could be worth a lot of money. Now, in addition to talking to an IRS professional, if you're really wanting more information, you can certainly call me. I'm happy to chat about it. But if it kind of goes above my head, there's another place you can reach out to, which is the Maryland Energy Administration, and they have actually set up an email address just for this purpose, and that's going to be federal.mea@maryland.gov. So those would be the two big ones. So if you got a heat pump or anything like that, or if you did an upgrade for weatherization purposes in your home, worth checking into.
Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
You can reach us in a lot of ways. You can come to us online at opc.maryland.gov. You can email me at opc@maryland.gov. You can call me at 410-767-8150, or you could seek us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Nextdoor. And please, if you visit the website, sign up for the newsletters. We put out great information all the time.
Unfortunately, though, that is all the time we have in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Brandy Nealon, who is Director of Consumer Assistance for the Maryland Office of People's Counsel, for being our guest today. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Up your great work for all of us. We appreciate it. And for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.